So I have a bit of a confession to make. I really never spent too much time thinking about Joseph, son of David, husband to be of Mary, or at least not until the last maybe 8 or 10 years did I spend more time thinking about him. In my mind, Joseph always kind of seemed to be a bit of an afterthought, you know, like an asterisk on the life of Mary and Jesus, kind of in the same way that Roger Maris had an asterisk placed after his 61 home run record, you know, 61 asterisk. Maris had 8 more games than Babe Ruth to come up with that many home runs in a single season. So it was sort of like Mary asterisk, you know, not an unwed mother after all. Or Jesus asterisk, not an illegitimate child. Right? And so then having served his purpose, Joseph is, you know, he's sort of forgotten. We don't really need him anymore. And I was struck by this idea a number of years ago when I noticed something slightly off about these nice silver figurines my mom had given me. Here's Mary holding her little infant son. And here's Joseph to put next to her. And he's holding a shepherd's crook, okay? Which is interesting, right? Because Joseph was not a shepherd. Okay? What was his profession? Carpenter. Yeah, Joseph was a carpenter. And then after I noticed this anomaly, my Claire is the one in our house who always sort of sets up the nativity scenes. And when she was 5 or 6, she brought me, I have this nativity set. I think it's from Ghana. It's made out of reeds and grass. And so the people are sort of more representations of people than, you know, actual people. And she had 6 of these figurines in her hand. And she said, I can't tell which one's Joseph. And she was right. There were 3 that were holding objects, so they must have been, you know, the wise men who come. And then there were 3 men all carrying staffs, right? Staffs. And we couldn't tell which one was Joseph. So we picked the tallest one and stuck him next to Mary, right? Because how do you make a determination? I don't know. And then something in my life changed that made me think a little bit more deeply about Joseph, this man selected by God to raise God's son. 9 years ago, I remarried and became a stepmom, a role that I cherish in my life, even though it might be one of the hardest that I live into. Actually, it's a lot easier these days. It was a lot harder 8 or 9 years ago. And anyone who has had the privilege to love and nurture and guide and protect children that are not of their flesh, you know, to not be the real parent in somebody's life, knows the beauty and the bittersweetness of a relationship like that. And that's the relationship that Joseph had with Jesus. And I think it's really remarkable that Matthew begins his gospel not focusing on the mother of Jesus, as Luke does, or not beginning with, you know, the start of his ministry, as Mark does. Mark starts with Jesus's baptism, where God pronounces Jesus, you are my beloved son. Or even as John begins his gospel with the whole of cosmos and all of creation, and God is there as is God's word through whom everything was created. Instead, Matthew begins his Jesus story with mess and dysfunction and doubt and pain and beauty and glory when he decides to start with the person who is not Jesus's real parent. You know, because Jesus was born into the mess of human reality. And that is so that we can see just how God is with us, no matter what crises or dysfunction or pain we might find ourselves in. And Matthew makes this abundantly clear by beginning his gospel with the story of Joseph, and a story that begins with suspected infidelity, right? Sleepless nights, doubts, right? Questions, plans of your life crashing down around you. You know, and all of this is wrapped up in the person of Joseph. I'm sure that Joseph knew that to be a companion to Mary would be an extremely difficult task, you know, to sit and watch as someone else was transformed, someone else had this amazing experience of God growing within them. But that's really not fully true. Joseph, you know, he did more than just sit and watch Mary. He was, you know, more than just a guide through her life. As he watched the body of his fiancée grow large, nurturing the life of a son that wasn't his, Joseph had nurturing of his own to do, protection of his own to do for his own. You know, this young girl bursting into womanhood and a child who is not his son, but soon to be his son. You know, Joseph was trusted by God to be a God bearer. You know, that's a title we often ascribe to Mary, but Joseph had just as much God bearing to do as he made his way through his life, nurturing, bringing this spark of God's love into the world, and caring for that vulnerable infant. You know, and having experienced his own dark nights of doubt, the pain of his world as he knows it crashing around him, you know, the enduring the whispering and rumors that would follow his family as he parented and partnered, you know, into this brokenness, Joseph names his son Jesus, which means God saves. His son is the promise that no matter what darkness and crises we find ourselves in, God is always with us. Right? God is Emmanuel, God with us. In this Advent season, Joseph is our model of faith, you know, a man who laid down good plans for himself with a solid life, with a wife of his own and children of his own and a good career that he could provide for his family. And yet he's also a man who knows that our God is the kind of God who enters into the mess that is human life and actually makes it a whole lot messier. A few years ago at a church auction, I bid on a figure of Joseph with Jesus. And I meant to put it in my office, but it stays actually on my bureau at home. I don't know if you can kind of see the detail. There's a Joseph is holding a saw. Jesus is holding some planks of wood as he's learning from his father. And on the back, Joseph actually has his hand sort of lovingly placed on Jesus. you know, simple though it is, I think it captures for us what it means to continue to have trust and faith in God, despite whatever plans we've made for ourselves, of creating life in the midst of darkness, of loving in the midst of crises. You know, God doesn't happen in the planning of our life. I'm sure every one of us has experienced a time in our life where, you know, we were striving to create order out of the chaos around us. And in that moment, we found God. You know, our plans changed, our life changed drastically. And yet in the midst of all of that, we found God's love and God's light. You know, God is a God who meets us in chaos and brings beauty out of it. You know, I bet that Joseph found aspects of himself as he became husband to Mary and father to Jesus. I bet he found characteristics he didn't even know he had, that God had created him to have, that he could only birth by being the husband to a woman with an unwanted pregnancy, to be the father of someone else's child. You know, Joseph became more through this experience. He became more faithful, more righteous, more human, more compassionate, more loving. You know, all the things that God wants for us. So in this Advent season, we are invited to let go. To let go of striving to create order out of the chaos of our life. Let go of playing it safe. Let go of fearing the messiness of life. Because it's just in the mess that we can meet God. Our God who fell in love with humanity so much that God became flesh, knowing full well the chaos and the pain and the love and the joy and the beauty of our life. So let us rejoice. God is with us.